Finding the right mobile plan to suit your needs requires some research, but perhaps you've found that nothing really fits you. Well, perhaps the latest mobile telco to hit the market can help. So joining me today on Tech Daily is Todd Scott, the founder of Life Mobile, a new mobile service promising to focus on the needs of millennials. G'day, Todd.
G'day, Andy. How are you going?
Excellent. Now, firstly, Todd, now you just launched this mobile virtual network. What is your background and what made you decide to go ahead and embark on this quite tricky journey into the world of mobile networks?
Yeah, for sure. Look, Andy, I've had a bit of a wide variety of experience in different occupations, but I suppose where I found my passion in telco came from, it's a strange place to find it, but back in hospitality and events, I actually owned and operated my own business.
Right.
And found myself having to utilize SMS platforms to engage customers, so inviting them to particular events. And it got me intrigued. I got to meet some amazing people within the industry. And then that led me down the track to create a business in the premium SMS space called Guru. So it's a Q&A service where I suppose the youth of Australia can jump on and ask a question, and we'd have a team at the other end of an SMS gateway where they'd be able to, a team would search those answers for the customer and then respond accordingly. So that was where I sort of got my start in telco, and led me to the journey that I've just, just embarked on over the last 2 years with Life, and here we are today when after we've just launched the business. Yeah, so.
Okay, so Life Mobile, L-Y-F Mobile.
Y for Gen Y, Andy.
Of course, of course. So you're catering to the needs of millennials, focusing on them. What exactly are the needs of millennials when it comes to mobile services? What are the boxes that need to be ticked?
Yeah, look, I think millennials definitely, being one myself, we want quick customer service. One feature that we've got with Life Mobile is our customer service is based here in Australia. So one of the complaints that I've had from many, many of friends that are within that millennial age bracket have always complained about being transferred to an international customer care.
Yep.
And that can be frustrating sometimes, mm-hmm. Sitting online and having to wait for long periods of time. That was one area that I think millennials are definitely, can get frustrated. Looking for large data packs and not having to spend a great deal of money, and having flexibility with their plans as well is something that millennials definitely look for.
So what are some of the other turn-off factors with other mobile providers that Life manages to cover?
Yeah, again, it sort of gets back to the long-term contracts, the 12 to 24-month contracts. Someone that may have just finished university that may not have the knowledge or security of a full-time job or being able to pass a probation period. So Life could be quite appealing to someone knowing that we're month by month rather than having to lock themselves into a long-term contract that they eventually, if, let's say, for instance, unfortunately, they might lose their job or they might want to go back to studying and they might not have that income, that they're going to have to end up paying out this massive phone bill where that month by month, that flexibility that gives them the option of what they're looking for.
What's a really good starting place for data? I mean, everyone has different data needs, but from a millennial's point of view, how much data is enough?
It's a good question, Andy, and it all comes down to what you can afford. So our plans start from $20 and they range up to $50. So I would say our best-selling plan, and we've only just launched to market, Andy, so obviously we'll see sort of what plans are most appealing to that millennial market. But an example of a strong plan that we've got in the marketplace at the moment is $50, unlimited calls, unlimited SMS, 20 gig of data, 300 minutes of international calls to 26 countries. And that's a really, really competitive plan within the marketplace. But again, it all gets back to what is affordable to the customer and, what is that customer looking for? So it depends on, whether you're going to be streaming live music or whether you're going to be, because obviously some people have internet at home. So it's just all dependent on what that customer needs. And that's the reason why we've got the range from between $20 and $50. So 1.5 gig right through to 20 gig.
Yeah, I feel like that $50 sort of amount is quite a competitive space in the mobile market. So you've obviously taken a look around and seen how your offer compares to other plans on the market at that price point, especially when it comes to data.
Yeah, for sure. And I think millennials, they're always wanting to get a bang for their buck. So they're wanting to make sure that they, you know, whatever plan they choose, that they're getting their data, they're getting their unlimited calls and SMS. But millennials also, I think, definitely look for more. I think a lot of the competitors within our space don't consider, you know, what the millennials are looking for as a mobile carrier. It's not just here's a SIM card and here's a mobile plan, off you go. We're trying to achieve customer loyalty with what we're doing, and being very community focused and partnering with some fantastic brands and charities and doing things to build customer loyalty. And I think that's where we're a little bit different than our competitors.
Okay, so we've talked a bit about the features, but actually one thing we haven't really covered off on is the network. So you're a virtual mobile network provider. So which network are you piggybacking on?
We utilise the Telstra network. We had an option of going through and speaking to a number of other different networks, but we obviously decided to go down that path.
Okay, and then so I guess that gives you, perhaps you feel like gives you the greatest coverage around Australia?
Oh, look, it's a strong network. All networks in Australia in the mobile space are strong. It is a strong network. We cover just over 98% of Australia's population.
Okay. If you had to boil it all down to one reason to check out Life Mobile, what would that be?
That we're not just another telco. We're a lifestyle choice for millennials. So, as I stated before, we're really wanting to provide a brand rather than just a telco. We're wanting to provide content that is relevant. So everything from partnering with brands like that sit in the mental and physical health space, financial, education, employment, fashion and lifestyle, everything that resonates with millennials, we're wanting to engage in, and that's how we're going to be different within the marketplace.
Excellent, good answer, and good luck with the business, and thanks again for your time, Todd.
No, thank you, Andy. Cheers.